Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
27 to 11, and let's check out what's happening in Harness Racing from Harness Racing New South Wales. Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. We've had some great racing action over this last weekend, and it all sort of surrounded the Alabar Breeders' Challenge Regional Qualifiers, which have all now been completed, and the finals will take place this Sunday at Riverina Paceway. They're $50,000 each, and it's going to be a great day of racing just based off the heat results. They were so competitive. We touched on it a little bit last week. The first round of heats were held at Bathurst Paceway and on Wednesday night, and there were a few upsets there. I think the shortest price winner was $9, but the longest price was $71. So some interesting results there. But in saying that, and saying that those horses were at such big odds at Bathurst on Wednesday, they still ran some slick times, like Substitutes, which is trained by Josh Turnbull and driven by Nathan Turnbull. He went 156.8 to win the two-year-old boys qualifier there. And even Romero for Ashley Grimes, he won the three-year-old boys, and he went 156.6, giving Ash the double, as she also drove a winner for Peter Trevor Jones and Matamua. There was also really strong results in the regional qualifiers at Penrith on Thursday night. James Rattray trained and drove three of the winners in Operative Anna. Star Major, he won a three-year-old boys qualifier. He rated 156.5, was very impressive. And then even more impressive was Jimmy Rattray's two-year-old, Jim RT. He went 157. So that was a really strong performance. And outside of that, the other winners at Penrith included Colossal Stride for the Tritton Camp, and Jimmy Douglas took the drive there. And this horse, he went 155.5 to win a three-year-old boys final. That was it's a very slick time around Penrith. They don't go much faster. And the other heat winner was Betty's Last, one for the Fitzpatrick family. She's a three-year-old filly. So there was more Breeders' Challenge qualifiers held at Wagga on Friday. They were really impressive as well. It kicked off the three-year-old Art Major gelding called Gainset Major. He won the first heat, went 152.7. So he's unbeaten in two starts now. He actually made his debut up in Queensland at Albion Park. He won up there rating 153.1. So this horse, he looks to be a very serious horse, but it sort of set the tone for the night at Wagga on Friday. The other qualifying runs were very slick. Your Shout Rocky was the next winner. He won a two-year-old qualifier as well. He rated 155.2. It was a pretty smart win. Then there was a three-year-old boys. Reigning Pepper took out one of those. He went 152.4, which is a career best. He caused a little bit of an upset beating Hurricane Roy and Struve there, who was the favourite. Two-year-old fillies qualifier, Geraldton Wax won for Bruce Harpley. So Bruce is relatively local to the Riverina anyway. And she rated 157.5. It was a pretty smart win. She did it quite easily. There was an upset in another three-year-old boys qualifier at Wagga. Astonite took out that one for Mark Buckingham. This horse had starting odds of $21 and went 155.1. It was a really smart effort, actually. He made up a lot of ground. There was a bit of trouble early, and he made up ground when they ran a third quarter in 28.1 and final quarter in 28.8, and he hit the line really strongly. So I'm sure he's not going to be that kind of price in the final. And the final heat at Wagga on Friday was taken out by Western Secret, three-year-old filly. She's a pretty smart type. She went 154.5 and did it quite comfortably there. So the last round of heats were held at Newcastle on Saturday night, and there were some really good results there too. First one of the night was a bit of an upset in the three-year-old boys. A horse called the Choreographer won that, paid $26. Just nutting out the favourite role with Lachlan on the line, they went 154.8. So that gave the Choreographer three wins now in 15 starts. So he's done a really good job for Connections, and gave trainer Jeff Harding the Quinella in that heat. In the two-year-old boys up there, Max Power won For Clayton Harmy and Jack Callaghan combining, paid $13, and then ran decent mile rate too, went 156.3, so pretty smart time for the two-year-olds. Three-year-old filly, she's a teaser, she got the cash there. Good odds too, starting odds at $4.60, which I thought was good value for her considering she raced so well in the major Breeders' Challenge series, and she did it quite comfortably. She went 156.6, but she just loves that Newcastle track and is now in the care of Barry Madison as well. And the final heat of the night up there, Cozzy, was a two-year-old filly, feels like a winner for Alex Olchin, and John McCarthy took the drive there. So, yeah, out of those results, the heats, we've got some, yeah, really good finals. The draws will be going to be conducted in about half an hour here at Harness Racing New South Wales, so that will be posted live on Facebook for everyone to be able to watch. So that's going to make it very interesting as well. But outside of the Breeders' Challenge, this is the last leg of the Breeders' Challenge series for this season. But outside of that, on the weekend, we also had a strong meeting at Menangle on Saturday night, and Toddy McCarthy certainly put on a show, Cozzy. He won 6 out of the 8 races and pretty much has sealed the Metropolitan Drivers Premiership in the process for the season as well. He had a strong lead, but him and his brother Luke tend to keep battling it out every year. And Luke was getting close, but Luke's been spending some time up in Queensland during the winter carnival. So, yeah, Toddy definitely clicked the kicked clear in that premiership, and he's also has a strong lead in the New South Wales Drivers Premiership as well. But Toddy, 3 of his wins were trained by Kevin Pizzuto, and Major Dan, he won the main feature of the night. But a horse that I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of is Commander Kirk. He's remained unbeaten since this season. That was his fifth start back from a spell, and he went 149.7, so rated a career best time there and won by more than 10 metres. It was very impressive. So, yeah, it was all about Toddy McCarthy at Menangle on Saturday night.
Wow. Good effort.
Oh, such a great effort. And also, Toddy, he's on top of the drivers, the New South Wales State Drivers Premiership here in New South Wales. And, you know, he spent time overseas representing Australia in the World Driving Championship, and he's also spent a lot of time interstate, obviously with Tiger Tara in Victoria. Tiger Tara won the Inter Dominion, Victoria Cup, and Hunter Cup as well. So there's some nights away that he's missed out on racing here in New South Wales. So considering he spent that time away, he's done a remarkable job. So he's had a really good season, Toddy. Racing this week, Cozzy, what to look ahead? We've got Newcastle today. Tomorrow we're racing at Menangle as well as Leeton at night. Wednesday is the traditional Bathurst meeting. Thursday is Penrith. This Friday we've got 2 meetings, Bankstown and Park. Saturday we've got the Menangle Newcastle head-to-header. And Sunday is that big day at Riverina Paceway in Wagga, which I'm really looking forward to. So I'll have more news on those meetings in the next couple of days in our On the Pace segment, Cozzy.
We'll look forward to good on you, man. To have a top day.
You too. Thanks, mate.
Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales, 18 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.